Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, January 29th, 2016, the last Friday of January. We're only 2 weeks away from Toy Fair in New York, but until then we gotta talk about other things. So, last week at the box office, your number one movie was The Revenant, with $16 million. Star Wars The Force Awakens stuck out at number two, $14 million. Ride Along 2, $12.4 million. Dirty Grandpa was number four, with $11.1 million, and rounding out the top five was The Boy, with $10.7 million. New this week, Kung Fu Panda, The Finest Hours, Laser Team, 50 Shades of Black, and others in limited release. In the news, Abe Vigoda of Barney Miller, The Godfather, and Late Night TV died this week. He was 94. Weird Al Yankovic has found yet more work. He'll be appearing as his 1980s self on the Goldbergs, and he'll be joining IFC's Comedy Bang Bang with Scott Aukerman as the new music person. Since David Bowie died, word had it that Labyrinth was up for a reboot for a while. Now, word has it that Nicole Perlman was hired to write the script. The joke going around is that the Goblin King will be portrayed by Johnny Depp, which for the time being is just a joke, but we kind of probably all know jokes have a lot of truth to them, and that probably could happen. The X-Files aired two new episodes this week, so if you missed them, now you know you missed them. There are four more to go. Hasbro announced they're doing a Stretch Armstrong show for Netflix. Cool! I hope to see it, whatever it is. Director Colin Trevorrow is saying he wants Star Wars 9 to be shot on film. Me too! On sale at Entertainment Earth. How do you spell iCup? Buy one, get one 40% off. Yeah, I know that's not how you spell it, but that's true, because we have Batman, Superman, Elf, Marvel, Star Wars, and more items for your home. They're on sale. We have ice cube trays, aprons, glasses, bottle openers, other stuff. I bought a Stooges cup a few years ago to keep all my pens and pencils from being no fun. I keep it on my desk for a real cool time. If you missed the sale, it's not right. Odds are only your dad and possibly uncle, a weird uncle, find any of that amusing, but hurry! This sale ends Tuesday. In toy news, Hasbro announced part of its production is moving to India. Before you say, I don't care, let me stop you and tell you, My Little Pony toys are already showing up saying made in India, and there's some other toys talking about being manufactured elsewhere in the world. It's an abrupt shift. In the 80s, it wasn't uncommon to find things in the USA or Mexico or Honduras or whatever. In the 90s and 2000s, things migrated to China, and now we're seeing them go elsewhere. Star Wars is mostly made in China. Transformers are mostly made in Vietnam. Now we're seeing My Little Pony manufactured in India. I think there are some games and puzzles still made in the USA. But by and large, things are getting a lot more international. Lego stuff in, I want to say it was Croatia and Mexico, among other places. So keep an eye open. When you pick up a toy at the store, flip it over and see where it says it's made, because it might not be where you expect. It's news to me, and I thought you'd like to know too. Mattel announced new Barbie dolls in various sizes and shapes to be more representative of actual human forms. Crazy. I'd say they're still a little on the skinny side, but hey, it's a solid start, and with any luck, they will make outfits that are compatible. I'm curious if it's a one-size-fits-most thing, or if there's like adjustable snaps, or they actually have little tags with sizes on them now, so it's just like shopping for real clothes, or if they'll just sell them as a whole doll only. I have no idea. I really don't. I hope to find out soon. Funko announced their latest Hikari figure this week. I checked. It already sold out. So if you wanted the Inferno Maleficent figure, it's too late. We received a bunch of new arrivals this week. The Serenity Complete and Official Map of the Verse Rolled, Revised, is here. We have a pre-order up for the Fifth Element Dan Mumford art print. We have pre-orders up for the Jurassic World Dino Hybrid Tyrannosaurus Rex, which is super cool. I can't wait to get mine. And a Kinnikuman, or Muscle if you're American, white tank top version, Sofubi vinyl figure. A last-minute edition. I just found out we got these, and we still have stock as of my recording this. We don't have much. I expect it'll be sold out probably by Monday. Wave 6 of Transformers Combiner Wars is here. That's the wave that lets you make Sky Rain. We don't have Skylinks yet. The first shipment's coming, so get your order in on that if you haven't. But this has Hound, Smokescreen, Wheeljack, and I'm doing this from memory. Let's see how I do. Trailbreaker. So there you go. I ordered my case. It should be here in a couple of days, I hope. And with any luck, it'll be here next week and we can talk about it on the show. And if not, we'll wait. So hope you have a great weekend. There's plenty of great movies out to go see, independent movies as well. So I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Have a nice weekend and check us out on Twitter, EntEarth.